This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Hope that you're well today. I said yesterday there are six important words, probably one of the greatest statements you can make towards another person to help you and that other person. And what are the six words? I admit I made a mistake. And I like what it says in Proverbs 28:13, because the Bible, you know, always has the great word of encouragement. A person who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if that person confesses and forsakes those mistakes, another chance is given. What a fantastic statement from a particular translation of Proverbs 28:13. A person who refuses to admit his mistake can never be successful. In other words, if you admit that, you get a fresh start. Now, I know it's hard to get people to admit they're wrong. People don't like to say, hey, I made a mistake, I blew it. But you know, God says, if you admit the mistake, if you admit your failure, if you admit your sin, then what happens? You get another chance in life. Now, what happens now, of course, is that people blame others for their trouble or they make excuses. They give up. But a fresh start is available for us because in Proverbs 24:10, some other words, if you give up when troubles come, it just shows that you're weak. Well, that's certainly telling it as it is, isn't it? It's always too soon to quit. The Bible says, stop making excuses. Admit when it's our fault and get on with life. So I think there's no success without making mistakes. If you're not making any mistakes, you're not growing as a person. And I think we need to resolve that if we're going to live our lives, we will mess up. We'll sometimes get it wrong. And you're going to make mistakes every week and probably every day. And I think you need to learn it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes as long as you take that failure and gain something positive from it. So what you want to do is to learn from it because God uses failure to educate us. So I want to ask a question. What are you expecting in life? Are you expecting things to get better or worse or just the same? And this is about faith in God. An affirmative sort of faith that with the help of God, he's going to change your life. And so for this faith to get into action, you need to stop feeling sorry for yourself by saying, well, poor me, I'm a victim, you know, life is unfair. Well, of course, it's true, life is unfair. Whoever said it would be? God never said that life would be fair because the world that you and I live in is filled with evil and sin and tragedy. But we've got to keep going. We can't rehearse the past. We can't regret things that have happened in the past. We need to learn and to move on from the failures. I think the secret of success is this. Failure is the way that you can actually become a success. You probably heard the story about Edison. Thomas Edison, he figured out on the 200th time that he could make a light bulb stay lit. He did. He knew 199 ways that it wouldn't work. So that's one way of looking at failure. You can learn from past failures and mistakes. You can also focus. Again, let me quote from the Word of God, Proverbs 4:23. Be careful, says the writer here, how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. In other words, focus your thoughts. The way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel determines the way you act. So if you want to change the way you act, change the way you think. The Bible, again, talks about this. Paul, St. Paul, he talked about being focused. He was very much a focused person because he said in Romans 12 to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if I have to focus my thoughts to start over, to get a fresh start, it means stop thinking about the old patterns. Trusting in God is a very important thing. Trust God to help you succeed. It's just not possible to depend on ourselves. That's why we fail. And God can help us. You will succeed, not succeed, the scripture says in Zechariah 4:6, by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So stop making excuses, act in faith, focus your life on God, and also to learn to trust in him. Lord, we thank you that you call us by our name, and that's the amazing fact, you know us. Help us, Lord, with that assurance when difficult times and when we make mistakes. Help us, Lord, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.